the other gods would be dining by now, but this stopped him dead in his tracks.
"What are you doing here, Hera?"
His wife manifested just inside the doorway that led from his bedroom to the main hallway. Tall, with dark auburn hair, she was one of the most beautiful of all goddesses. And even though he cheated on her from time to time, he knew that she had no equal. Truly, she was exquisite and bold. His perfect match.
"I just wanted to say how surprised I am that you're blithely acquiescing to a prophecy you once fought so hard to avoid."
"I don't know what you're talking about."
"Oh, come now, love. You know exactly what I'm talking about. It's the very thing that you've been fighting against since the day you banished the emotions from all the Onoroi. We both know there was no dream. No Onoroi who played in your sleep. They wouldn't have dared, no matter how angry you made them. It was Tiresias's words that caused you to slaughter and subjugate them all." His breathing ragged, he glared at her. How dare she bring this up?
It was something he had relegated to the far past, something he'd more than taken care of centuries ago. The prophecy had been averted and the world set to rights.
Still, Hera went on, oblivious to his mounting anger.
"On the 5th of June, a child born of man and of the heavenly gods will summon forth the greatest of titans and lay the mighty Zeus low. In her hands spins the will of the fates, and the great Cosmetos of the Olympians will be no more. For she will wield the ultimate power, and she will walk in the world of man and in the world of dreams. Her love, her compassion, will be the end of the Olympian order, and a titan will again rule them all."
It was the curse his father had bestowed on him after Zeus had castrated him.
"You will be ruined, and I will laugh as you fall."
Zeus's fury exploded.
"Stop it!"
he snarled, ready to blast her. Hera was relentless. "You know it's true. The very day Tiresias told you about the Onoroi baby that had been born, the one who would one day dethrone you, you called out the Furies and the others to pursue them all by claiming you'd been assaulted in your sleep. You especially made sure those half-blooded daughters who were prophesied to be the ones to replace us were brutally slaughtered. What was it you said? Leave none alive? And so the Dolophini and others drenched the earth red with the blood of half-breed infants. No one dared to question the great Zeus, whose word is law. But we both know the truth. You didn't want their emotions banished and their daughter slain because of a dream that never occurred. You wanted to maintain your place as the king of the gods." He sneered at her.
"I didn't see you standing up for them then."
"How could I have stopped you? You were a god possessed, and I wasn't stupid enough to stand in your way. Only Kratos was, and that baby that you sent everyone out to kill. Did you know it survived?"
Zeus went cold at the question.
"What? It's impossible. Dolor swore to me that he'd killed the baby. He tortured Leto with tales of how her daughter had died, how he had gladly massacred it."
"Dolor wanted to cause her pain, and he slaughtered a child all right. But it wasn't hers. Her baby lived."
In that moment he wanted to kill his wife.
"Why didn't you tell me? How could you have kept this a secret?"
"I didn't know about it until now."
"What do you mean?"
"The demon they returned with, Asmodeus. I was having a nice long chat with him about Noir's plans and the demon's future here among us Olympians. He told me that he overheard Jaden tell Kratos, Delphine is the daughter of Leta and her human husband. She is the baby Kratos was sent to kill, the baby he refused to harm."
No.
Zeus staggered back as the implications hit him fully. How could he not have seen it? Because prophecy was never meant to be thwarted.
I am the king of the gods.
No one was more powerful than he, not even those three bitches called fate. He would not be overthrown by some half-blooded human abomination. He was Zeus, the king of all the Olympian gods, and all the power that went with it belonged to him. But what set his fury roaring was the knowledge that he'd unknowingly put Delphine together with Kratos. He had sown the seeds of his own destruction. Because of Nike, that little bitch would pay for her part in this, if he survived. It's not too late.
No, he could still stop them all.
Kratos had a human heart, and had bound himself to Zeus. Nike was already trapped in Noir's hands. They could easily leave her there to die. As for Delphine, he met Hera's dark gaze.
They both need to be put down.
Agreed.
He arched his brow, surprised by her backing. Normally, she fought against his edicts.
You agree?
I certainly don't want to be replaced by a half-human byblow. We are the rulers of Olympus, and by the source and all its power, we will remain so, no matter what it takes. A slow smile spread across his face. It was good to have his wife on his side of an argument for once.
Then summon the Fornoi.
Murder, killing, and slaughter. They were triplet goddesses who thrived on taking lives. Without conscience or mercy, they would attack. And best of all, they knew how to kill a god and not rupture the universe. Zeus laughed at the thought of unleashing their destruction.
I have a new victim for them.